A drive-by shooting in Canton has led to charges against a Massillon man. 23-year-old Theophilus Davis was arrested Friday on multiple felony counts, including felonious assault and discharging a firearm into a habitation. He was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. Bond was set at $250,000, with a status hearing scheduled for Wednesday. Police say gunfire broke out April 28th near 30th Street and Fletcher Avenue Northeast. Victims told officers they were being chased by two vehicles when shots were fired at their car. A nearby home was also hit by gunfire. No injuries were reported. A Canton Township man is behind bars facing multiple felony charges. Stark County Sheriff's deputies arrested 23-year-old Nathan Oler following a Sunday incident at a home in the 200 block of 29th Street Southwest. Oler is charged with abduction, assault, and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. Investigators say he allegedly physically restrained his 14-year-old girlfriend and refused to let her leave the home. He's being held in the county jail awaiting arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Canton police say a woman required stitches after a Sunday morning stabbing that led to charges against a city man. 27-year-old Austin Solson is charged with felonious assault and aggravated menacing. He allegedly used a butter knife to stab the 34-year-old victim in the forearm during a domestic dispute in the 1900 block of 37th Street Northwest and threatened to kill her. Solson also is accused of attempting to stab the woman multiple times. He is scheduled for arraignment tomorrow in Canton Municipal Court. Construction is moving forward on the Hall of Fame Village Water Park in Canton. New water slides are now visible as crews continue work on the project known as Game Day Bay. The football-themed development recently posted photos showing slide installation and progress on the indoor wave pool. The 140,000-square-foot water park is expected to open in the spring of 2027 after work resumed earlier this year. Stark County is taking control of its criminal justice information system after allowing a contract with a company that maintained the network to expire. According to the repository, officials say Yates Technology declined to accept new cybersecurity requirements put in place after a July 2024 data breach. The online system connects courts, law enforcement, clerks of courts, and the county jail. The breach may have exposed personal information of nearly 300,000 people. Demolition is underway on a Stark County landmark. Crews began tearing down the former Massillon State Hospital last week. The 130-year-old building on Erie Street South once housed thousands of psychiatric patients from across Ohio. The original hospital building, known as McKinley Hall, opened to patients in 1898. At one time, the facility served people from 21 counties. Demolition by Louisville-based Eslick Wrecking should take about 7 weeks. Conquest Mental Health Services, which acquired the property in 2016, says the building is being removed for safety reasons and to improve the site for future client services. A plea hearing is now set for June 1st in the aggravated murder case against an East Liverpool man accused in a deadly shooting. A Columbiana County judge said Friday that prosecutors and defense attorneys have reached a resolution in the case against 34-year-old Daniel Whitley. A jury trial that had been scheduled to begin June 2nd has been canceled. Whitley is charged in the May 2025 shooting death of 58-year-old James Powell at an apartment complex in East Liverpool. He remains in the county jail under a $1 million bond. A pedestrian is in critical condition after being hit by an SUV Sunday afternoon in Beaver Township. The Highway Patrol says the crash happened around 2 p.m. on State Route 46. A 63-year-old Columbiana man was driving north when the pedestrian tried to cross near Lesher Road. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center for treatment. The driver and passenger were not hurt. The crash is under investigation. Another Catholic church in Youngstown is closing. Saints Peter and Paul will hold its final Mass June 29th. The closure follows a proposal from the Society of St. Vincent de Paul to purchase the property. Bishop David Bonar approved the plan, which ends the building's use for worship. Deer management hunts will continue in Mill Creek Metro Parks for the 2025-26 season and beyond. Metro Parks officials say the program is aimed at controlling an overabundant deer population that's damaging park vegetation. The Vindicator reports controlled gun hunts are scheduled for select weekends from November 29th through December 27th, with some park areas closed to the public. The program has been upheld in court despite continued community opposition. An Italian court is set to decide today whether a man accused of killing his pregnant wife will be extradited back to the United States. Lee Gilley is charged in Texas with the murder of his wife, Krista Bauer Gilley, a former Cortland woman. Prosecutors say Gilley fled the country before his trial, cutting off an ankle monitor and traveling through Canada before he was captured in Italy. If the Italian court approves the request, Gilley will be returned to Texas to stand trial. A Trumbull County company is asking the Ohio Supreme Court to reconsider a recent decision involving saltwater injection wells closed after earthquakes more than a decade ago. AWMS Water Solutions says the Ohio Department of Natural Resources ought to pay millions in damages after the wells in Wethersfield Township were shut down in 2014 following seismic activity. The High Court ruled last month that the state acted to protect public safety and does not owe compensation. Justices have not yet said whether they will reopen the case. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.